Pope Francis is calling on Muslim leaders to take a stronger stand against extremists, who the Pope says twist religion to justify terrorism. Francis spoke from Turkey, where he arrived today for a three-day visit. Turkey has a long and troubled history with Christianity. A century ago, Christians made up 20% of the Turkish population. Today, it's less than 1%. From Istanbul, the BBC's Mark Lowen reports on the history and decline of Christianity in Turkey.
Right on the top of the, yes. You can see Jesus Christ, yes. On the lap of...
The sense of awe you feel looking up at the vaulted domes of Istanbul's Hagia Sophia is not just from the sheer beauty, the stunning mosaics set beside gilded Islamic calligraphy, but also from what this place represents. For almost 1,000 years, it was the most important Orthodox cathedral in the world, the religious heart of the largely Christian Byzantine Empire, here in what was Constantinople. But in 1453, the city fell to the Ottomans. This became a mosque, and Christianity began its demise here.
The halls of the Greek Consulate General in Istanbul are today crowded with anxious Greeks who've been warned to leave the country within a week or two.
That decline accelerated as Turkey grew out of the ashes of the Ottoman Empire. A population exchange with Greece forced over 1 million Greeks to leave Turkey, while around 300,000 Muslims from Greece came here. Then pogroms and expulsions of Istanbul Greeks left the Orthodox community in tatters.
This is about the expulsion of the Greek population.
A new exhibition here tells of how 120,000 Greeks in Istanbul a century ago are now just 3,000. Cengiz Aktar is the curator.
The ethnic cleansing of these non-Muslim minorities was, one, a huge brain drain, two, the loss of the bourgeoisie, and three, they left with their culture. Today, Turkey is probably one of the most homogeneous countries in the region. It's a monocolor country. It's a Muslim country.
These are Armenian pages of Agos. This is our last issue.
Armenians made up the other large Christian community here, but hundreds of thousands were killed and deported in 1915. The label genocide is rejected by the Turkish state. Today, just 50,000 remain, served by small newspapers like Agos, whose editor was murdered by Turkish nationalists 7 years ago. Robert Koptaş is now in charge.
People are afraid to express their Christianity, their identity. Most of the Armenian people hiding their cross inside their shirts.
At Istanbul's Catholic Basilica, Mass for the few. They're the smallest Christian minority here, suffering as a spate of murders of Catholics over the past decade went hand in hand with the rise of Turkish Islamic nationalism. Father Julian Pişta serves here.
Türk olmak, Müslüman demek.
To be a Turk means you have to be Muslim. Being a pious Muslim is now encouraged. Society is becoming Islamized. Recently, I've seen people defecate and urinate in my church. Youngsters come and shout Allahu Akbar here. I also believe God is great, but the way it's said is threatening.
At the magnificent Panagia Greek Orthodox Church, the morning liturgy attracts a faithful following. Beneath the frescoes sits Bartholomew I, ecumenical patriarch of Constantinople, still based here. A reminder to this country that as it builds its national identity, there are those who won't let its Christian heritage be erased.
The BBC's Mark Lowen reporting from Istanbul.